Neither I nor the poets I love have found the keys to the kingdom of prayer. And we cannot force the Spirit to stumble to us where we sit. But I know that it is a good idea to sit anyway. So every morning I sit. I kneel, waiting, making friends with the habit of listening, hoping that I am being listened to. I say hello to my chaos, my unmade decisions, my unmade bed, my desire, and my trouble. I say hello to distraction and privilege. I greet the day, and I greet my beloved and bewildering one. I recognize and greet my burdens, my luck, my controlled and uncontrollable story. I greet my untold stories, my unfolding story, my unloved body, my own body. I greet the things I think will happen, and I say hello to everything I do not know about that day. I greet my own small world, and I hope that I can meet the bigger world that day. I greet my story, and hope that I can forget my story during the day, and hope that I can hear some stories, and greet some surprising stories during the long day ahead. I greet God, and I greet the God who is more God than the God I greet. Hello to you all, I say, as the sun rises above the chimneys of North Belfast, as the call to prayer is announced through the airs of Hebron, as we gather here at Pioneer Park for another Sunday service. Good morning. When I think about what happened and what characterized my mornings growing up, two activities immediately come to mind. The first is walking into the living room and seeing my dad read his Bible. The second is my parents in bed listening to the radio while having their coffee, hearing them as I walk by or sometimes joining them. My mornings growing up began with examples of quiet reflection, acts of service, and taking time to gather oneself and those around them in a place to connect. It was only halfway through university, after struggling with depression, that I realized how this example of mornings spoke to a deep desire, a need within me. This was how I wanted to start every day, slowly. I don't know exactly which words I can use to describe this feeling and mindset of the mornings that I long for. But it's more like a combination of a deep inhale and exhale, an awareness, an intention, a pause and then a smile, or a greeting to the day. So I began to practice this, waking up a little bit earlier. I make my coffee and I sit on the corner of the couch for at least half an hour. On days when I have nowhere to be right away, I have been known to sit in the corner for triple that. It's easier to get out of bed when you don't need to start your day right away. Unfortunately, my spiritual practice in the morning hasn't quite come into effect like my coffee drinking. I often flip through my cell phone for the half hour, reading news, checking Facebook, checking Instagram, checking Facebook again, and reading more news. So every morning I sit, I kneel, waiting, making friends with the habit of listening, hoping that I am being listened to. It was only at Christian Peacemaker Team's training this summer in Jordan that I was able, or well forced, and invited to make friends with the habit of listening in the morning by way of participating in the morning reflection as a group that was scheduled each and every morning before we began our training. When I woke up in my bed in the apartment in Jordan, I would usually wake up just as tired as I was when I fell asleep. We would wake up early and then quickly rush out the door and hail down a taxi cab, which was sometimes difficult in the city, and drive for about 20 minutes, passing cars, passing sites, passing malls, people, passing through circles of traffic. And we would arrive at the training center and get busy creating the space. Hopefully someone had the coffee perking. Sometimes we would have to go out and buy fresh bread or get our water and then our coffee, and we would sit down. And once we had all been gathered, the candles would be lit. There was a joke saying, the more candles, the more spiritual. And then we would have our morning reflection time. And we all had different ways of expressing our need and our desire and the way we connect with what is holy. Some would play sound recordings of landscapes, noises, people, nature, or songs. Sometimes we would practice an awareness of our own bodies and how they were feeling, or an awareness of how our breath was that morning. And there would always be candles. One that a CPT intern brought, he had with him in his time in Lesbos, greeting and helping refugees that would arrive on the shores of Greece, where he said the sea smelt like death, but he had this candle that he had with him the entire time and that he had brought to the training. And during the morning of his reflection, he lit it. Many of us would often read poetry, and this is something that spoke to me the most. Sometimes they would tweak the poem. One of my roommates added the spices and the fruit throughout the poem that we had been eating during our time in Jordan. And what this did for my day was it was the thing that I looked forward to each morning. Despite my exhausted body and the dread and excitement for the long day ahead in that room in Jordan, I greet God, and I greet the God who is more God than the God I greet. This practice of Christian peacemaker teams to each morning set aside time together to slow down and receive spiritual nourishment is something special. During my time with CPT in Hebron, it was usually after the morning school run and accompaniment, where we may have been tear gassed, seen children tear gassed, and our tired bodies and minds already exposed and witnesses to injustice, fear, powerlessness, and guns. We greeted each other in those spaces, and we greeted the holy, which is more complete than sometimes the God we think we greet. These morning gatherings on teams in Colombia, Iraqi Kurdistan, Hebron, at CPT trainings and gatherings, is something unique in the world of social justice. It reflects and represents the spirituality which is a part of the work of being a CPTer. Spirituality that provides strength for those confronting violence and oppression every day. And we gather together in the morning to be open, vulnerable, to give and receive sorrows and strengths, to listen and be listened to. And this is such a key part of the spiritual and relational side of CPT. And this is what makes CPT a little bit different than those who work for social justice, but who hold their anger so tightly. It shows a longing for wholeness, not just for calling out and confronting injustices and working towards undoing oppression and violence. And it does this together as a group of people gathered from different parts of the world, with different upbringings, privileges, experiences, faiths, and religions. After my time at CPT training, I realized how important it was that we met as a community in those mornings. And I began to think, and I realized actually last night, that our morning services are kind of like that as well, meeting together as a community. The reflections were so important to me as an individual. It helped my emotional and mental health throughout that difficult training. It created calm, allowed me to breathe. And it was because we gathered in a community to do this that I actually practiced this morning reflection. I wouldn't have spent 45 minutes each morning in reflection or providing myself with spiritual nourishment if it hadn't been set into the schedule and been with other people. I'm honest about this, and I know I haven't formed this habit yet, even though I want to by myself. Gathering together in the morning reminds us of what matters throughout the day. It gives direction. It is a space and a time in which we listen to ourselves, others, and the deep needs of the world as we experience them through the fulfillment of our desire to be connected to each other and ourselves. It is not just an inner spiritual practice done within the setting of a community. It is a practice facilitated by community. It is not only individual, but collective, relational, with the recognition of others, where they are in the moment, which may be different than the place you are in. But you can both seek and receive spiritual nourishment. It is a collective deciding this is what matters to us. This time is important to us. It is a community which supports one another, recognizing how gathering together creates a sacred space and a time together and alone. And as I said before, I realized that this church space this morning, Sunday mornings, is kind of like that. I hope we don't gather together out of a sense of obligation or for the sake of appearances, but that we gather together because there is something here that we need, that we long for. And I recognize that it may be different for everyone. Some are waiting for the service to end so they can talk with people. Others are here to enjoy the music. Others are here to check up on the babies and see how everyone's growing. Others feel not connected to anything that is said from the Bible, and yet eagerly awaits for the speaker. Others are jotting down a to-do list or a to-want list or a to-need list, looking inside themselves. Others may come and leave exhausted, but for some reason a little bit calmer. And so I recognize that we all come for different reasons, and yet we all come in a way that longs for this community and what we get from this community and how we are a part of this community. And that is something that I am recognizing, that this space that we create, that it is important, and that's why we keep on coming back to it. I greet my untold stories, my unfolding story, my unloved body, my own body. I greet the things I think will happen, and I say hello to everything I do not know about this day. I greet my own small world, and I hope that I can meet the bigger world that day. I greet my story, and hope that I can forget my story during the day. And I hope that I can hear some stories and greet some surprising stories during the long day ahead. This is a poem, a prayer, a greeting to myself and to others. It is a prelude to the day, a welcoming of the day, a call to worship that is written by Padre Gotuma, an Irish poet and theologian based in Belfast. And it was shared with all of us at CPT training by Melissa, one of our housemates, during a morning reflection. And it has become one of my favorite poems and a form of centering prayer. Neither I nor the poets I love have found the keys to the kingdom of prayer. And we cannot force the Spirit to stumble over us where we sit. But I know that it is a good idea to sit anyway. So every morning I sit, I kneel, waiting, making friends with the habit of listening, hoping that I am being listened to. I say hello to my chaos, my unmade decisions, my unmade bed, my desire and my trouble. I say hello to distraction and privilege. I greet the day and I greet my beloved and bewildering one. I recognize and greet my burdens, my luck, my controlled and my uncontrollable story. I greet my untold stories, my unfolding stories, my unloved body, my own body. I greet the things I think will happen, and I say hello to everything I do not know about the day. I greet my own small world, and I hope that I can meet the bigger world that day. I greet my story and hope that I can forget my story during the day, and hope that I can hear some stories and greet some surprising stories during the long day ahead. I greet the God, and I greet the God who is more God than the God I greet. I greet the God, and I greet the God who is more God than the God I greet. Hello to you all, I say. Good morning.